what's your stock pick at the moment?
Okay, I'm going to be super boring, and I'm going for multi-choice group this week. It's trading just above $100. When it unbundled from Nasdaq, it peaked at around 140, and then I was quite a harsh critic and definitely a proponent for selling the exposure. But during times like this, when you're actually just looking for consistent, strong cash flows and the possibility of reasonable dividend yield, the stock actually seems to offer reasonable value where it's trading currently. And I also like some of the strategic moves that they have been making more recently, onboarding HBO as a service on Showmax, and also including Netflix and Amazon Prime going forward in their premier packages, which I think will help stem the tide in terms of cord cutting.
ESPN, I think, as well added to their bouquet this week. So that's something that they're making stride with. Graham, on your side?
I suppose we'll carry on with the theme that everybody seems to be on, that's going global. You know, a lot of people ask us, should I buy Sasol? And I say, well, you know, Sasol is desperately trying to sell assets to pay down some of the debt. Royal Dutch came out with pretty lousy results, sort of worst ever, if you want to call it that, from a comparative point of view. But we know what happened in the second quarter, you know, where some oil prices actually went negative. So it really was kind of a black swan period for the oil majors. So, I mean, they're talking from... Van Buren is talking about, you know, oil averaging probably $35 a barrel for 2020. From what I can see, we're holding a little over 40, and it's looking to me as though the price is holding relatively steady. You know, if you go from 40 to 50, this thing could make a lot of money. And if you just look back in time and draw a correlation between or draw a chart with the oil price and Royal Dutch Shell, you know, a little bit of a move in the oil price will give you quite a lot. But also, I think on the downside, you're probably quite protected because as oil prices fall, of course, a lot of capacity comes offline. And then finally, it's not just an oil play. Obviously, there's upstream, but they've got very significant gas operations, and they supply that directly into consumers and into industry.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thank you both for having joined me on the line this evening. That, of course, Graham Koerner from Koerner Perspective and Chantal Marks from F&B Wealth and Investments as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a good evening.